anyway.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, welcome back to the show, the DL Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM. Just a reminder that if there's part of the show that you've missed and you'd like to listen to it or re-listen, you can always visit the Chai FM website and just go to podcasts, find Thursday Life Links, and you'll be able to not only get this show, but you'll be able to get past shows as well. We're going to be moving on. I have Anthea Wright on the show today, mother of Kyle. And Kyle has just been through his own journey. And Kyle is 33 years old, and Anthea is speaking on Kyle's behalf as Kyle has cerebral palsy. And what a story it is. So Anthea, welcome, and thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, Nikki. Oh, thank you so much for having us. Thank you to all of you for everything.
Is Kyle with you? Is he listening?
No, he's in the other side, because then he'll have his own little conversation that he would want to
go to. Okay, I hear you. So, I mean, it's quite a journey Kyle's been through, and you, and obviously the family. But they're wonderful, beautiful stories. And maybe before you explain what happened with Kyle with his cancer journey, I know that Kyle, going back to when he was pretty young, developed an amazing relationship with Netcare 911. And maybe you can just explain to the audience how that came about.
Yes. Yeah. When he was younger, he had a ruptured colon, and he was in Howick, and the doctor ordered an ambulance to come and fetch him and rush him through to St. Anne's in Pietermaritzburg. And in his highly drugged state, while they were loading him up and putting him in, he just was shouting out, "Please just make sure you put the sirens on." And since then, he's just loved it. It's been his absolute thing. They were driving him through, telling him, you know, when he grows up, he can be a paramedic. And that has been his dream since, to be a paramedic when he grows up.
Oh, wonderful. And then, of course, I mean, so he's had this relationship. And then, I mean, so Kyle is 33 years old now, and he was diagnosed with cancer. So when was he diagnosed, and how was this complicated with him having cerebral palsy? Just if you can, yeah, just fill us in how he was diagnosed.
Well, he goes to a school called Pevensey in the Underberg, well, a home, not a school, a home. And they phoned me and they said, there's something wrong. They sent him to the doctor, and this was in 2022. And when we got there, they saw that his testicle was a tumor. That was an entire tumor, and they removed it. And then they said they thought they got everything. And then in 2023, we went for a checkup, and a new tumor had grown back in his groin area, which they then removed again and started chemo treatment. And then in June, they did a CT scan. Everything was clear. In September, a new tumor had grown back. So they started with the chemo again, and then they also went with the radiation. But for him, it was more traumatic for us to explain to him that his chemo was finished than to tell him that he was having chemo.
Why? Tell us more.
He absolutely loved going to the chemo center at Hopelands. And then when he was having radiation, he loved going there as well. He loves people. And he... poor granny never ever ends up having any roses left in her garden, because he always gets his roses and he writes little notes where he tries to write his name and 082911 on it, and gives it to the patients, to the staff, to whoever, and says, if you ever need the rescue, call this number and me and my friends will come and help you. So, you know, it's the attention. He loved the attention. He loved people. He loved being there. And I mean, I'd been through chemo, so we were very wary of him having chemo, and it ended up him, like I say, he loved it. He loved going there. It was more traumatic to tell him that it was finished. When it started again, he was very excited. He absolutely loved it.
You know, isn't that amazing, Anthea? I mean, it says so much about, like, your ability to reframe any situation. I mean, for a lot of people, it is extremely traumatic because of what it is and what it's attached to. And for Kyle, you're saying it was kind of a social event, the attention that he got, and that was something that he enjoyed. You mentioned that you yourself have been for chemotherapy.
Yes, the second time around, now while he was having his, I started in June as well, having chemo with him. And the first time round, I was not the same as this time, because this time I had to sit with him and smile because that's what he was doing. And even family of patients that were at Hopelands would sit there and say, you know, when Kyle's there, their family is responding, you know, the patient that's there is responding differently to when Kyle's not there. He brings a smile to everybody's faces. He changes their perception, their attitude, the way they're feeling when they leave. You know, they're not sad and depressed. He's got smiles on everybody's faces, which it was amazing to see and watch.
Yeah, I mean, that is incredible. I was actually listening to such an interesting podcast about just that, about how, you know, cortisol, when you're feeling stressed, can kind of seep out of you and can affect people in close proximity. And same goes for oxytocin, the hormone of connection and other feel-good hormones. Same thing, you can impact people. And you're kind of speaking to that, you know, besides his disposition and his smiling face and his happiness, he seems to impact everyone so positively. Did he have side effects? I mean, it can be pretty awful in terms of the effect it has on your stomach, losing hair, anything like that.
He lost his hair, but other than that, I mean, we were all looking for it. All of us were waiting for him to say something, but no, nothing. He just had such a positive attitude. I think it just flowed through him and kept him going. And mom was, you know, sore and every now and again. But Carl, just you would never have known, other than him with no hair, you would never have known that he's had. Now it's going on to a year, nearly a year and a half that he's been having chemo and radiation and everything. You wouldn't really know that he's gone through all of this.
Wow, and how is his health at the moment?
Well, he's going tomorrow for an ultrasound and Monday for a CT scan, to see how the radiation worked on the tumor that he's got and to see if it's reduced. And then they'll let us know from there what's the next few steps.
We can only hope that only good results, Anthea. Just bringing it back a little bit closer to you as well, perhaps you can just tell us what your journey has been like.
Well, like I said, this time was easier. I was diagnosed 13 years ago with ovarian cancer. And then I was in remission. And then when we took Kyle, I thought, okay, well, I hadn't been for 4 years for my checkup, which is very important. You know, you get very blasé, but I had gone every year for the first 9 years for my checkups, and for the last 4 years I left it. And then when we watched it, as Carl was going through his chemo, my count was going up. And then, like I said, then I started my chemo now for the second time. So yeah, we're just monitoring and going through, and that's also in a process at the moment that I have low-grade ovarian, but it wasn't responding to the chemo I had. So they're trying other things and doing tests. So we'll find out in the next couple of weeks what they're going to do with mine.
Wow, that's quite a journey. I mean, you know, you're just putting it out there. I mean, we talk about Kyle and this obviously vivacious, incredible person that he is, starting off with that Netcare experience. But, you know,
Oh, yeah.
cerebral palsy, and that indeed is a journey and another story in and of itself. Then the diagnosis, you having been diagnosed before, and now again that the cancer returns, and you seem to be. You know, I mean, just I don't know because we haven't really delved into it, but you seem to be sort of on top of it. Would you say you are? And what do you attribute to that kind of resilience?
It's just I look, pray, and a lot of being positive on everything. I refuse to let anything get us down. You know, it's one foot in front of the other, and if something happens, take it with the next step. You just keep going. And you know, Carl does bring a lot of positivity to everything, so you have to take on his energy and just smile. I've got a big saying, smile and wave, you know, just keep smiling and waving and walking.
Smiling away. Do you have a great support system?
Yes, I do. I'm very fortunate. Look, my husband works out of country. He's home every 3 months, But my mom and dad had just moved down just before this all started. So they here. Yeah, and I've got a lot of family and friends that are there to support us. And my family is also one of those, you know, that you're still alive.